Man of Calamino will win the Ballon d'Or at 17. If he wins a treble for Barcelona, won the Euros last year, boy oh boy.
Yeah, that's it.
He could low-key deserve it, right? That's but would that be a shake to Rafinha as well? 17 years old, win the Ballon d'Or, bruv. You have to go on and be Messi. Surely you have to do that.
That would be awfully greedy, man.
Bro, the greediest.
So that, on my next question then, man, is he? Does that make him the best player in the world?
Like, completed football. Bro.
Is he the best player in the world? Lamine Yamal.
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, lads, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful game has unfolded. And it has been a historic one because I sit here now. I return to the podcast.
I thought of another black wrestler.
Go on.
Jazz.
Oh, my God.
Remember Jazz?
Yo, we're throwing out some more names.
Listen,
bro.
She walked, so all these Bianca Belair and Rare Tech.
Oh,
and run,
my day. When you say black female wrestler, geez. Actually, I can't.
Jazz, bro. She's the only one, fam.
Right.
Only one that I remember.
Obviously, Sasha Banks.
Oh, Leng, yeah, true.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah. She's a little slim.
Do you know
one.
She's Snoop Dogg's niece, apparently?
A cousin or something like that.
I don't know if that's just a WWE story, but.
Apparently, they're family, though.
But apparently, yeah, they are.
He come out for one of her WrestleMania.
Yeah, which is a mad thing. Which is actually a mad thing. But anyway, oi, let's not get off topic here, lads. I'm sat here now, a 20th Premier League champion. A round of applause for Liverpool, lads. Thank you.
I mean, I was liking the topic that we was on.
Surrounded by Arsenal fans, obviously showing no class here, lads. Next week, you're going to have to do this regardless, aren't you? At Anfield, aren't you?
Nah. Chelsea already done it.
Arsenal, you guys got to do it again.
We ain't going to do that.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I'm afraid.
It's disgusting.
We're not begging for it. We're just saying it's just part of the game, isn't it? It's just how it goes.
Chelsea gave you yours, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we deserve four because we've done it with four games to go. So one's out the way. We need three more.
How greedy.
Well, Liverpool are Premier League champions.
See what Roy Keane said about getting given a guard of honour?
Yeah, what did he say? He said something really nice about it, though.
He was like, listen, like to get respect, you have to give respect.
You have to show respect.
Yeah. I rate that.
You know, give a little bit of respect. You have to show some respect, you know.
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game. You know, sometimes when you do it, you don't want to do it, but it's part of the game.
You know, when you get it, it's nice.
I'll move the bottle. Producer T telling me to move the bottle all the way.
Product placement.
Yeah, the product placement. It's only Evian. We're not getting the Nestle. That's the Nestle. But anyway, let's get on to some football chat, man. But before we do that, man, how have we been? Charles, you been okay? I know it's been a tough week for you in the Champions League.
Oh, bro, it's been a tough week, man.
180. I know Liverpool lost today, but, you know, we were on the beach. Had our feet
calm,
up.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Steve, in the words of Stephen A, we don't care. By the way, I'm bringing a cowboy hat for next season, 100%.
That's Cowboys thing?
Yeah, I just feel like I want to wear a cowboy hat. I don't know why.
Oh, cowboy hat?
Yeah, because you know how Stephen A comes in with a cowboy hat?
When he's gassed. He does his little
I think I'm
going to
do that. Yeah. Let me tell you something. We don't care. So obviously Liverpool lost today, but the game's the game. But what we're going to discuss, Charles, we're going to go through some of the games, obviously, over the weekend. But before we get to that,
man.
Teammate, how have you been?
This guy went Zim.
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Yeah, this guy did go Zim. And Cengi's not here yet, so...
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Yeah, can you tell us about your plans for this evening, my friend?
No.
Lee. Not even Fiend. Lee.
Very funny.
That is class. Well, all right, Charles, man. We could start at Liverpool-Chelsea, but when we get into the top five chat, I guess maybe we'll start there.
I don't mind, bro.
But let's go back to something that still isn't finished, that still hasn't been resolved, that still hasn't been wrapped up, and that is the shirt that you are wearing, my friend. The Champions League, you are one of the final four teams still left in the competition.
Come on, man.
So what we'll do is we'll be a bit of a mesh this segment, I guess. Talk a bit about everything.
Yeah.
And let's start on the Champions League, bro. First game. What do you think of the performance, bro? Bit of a reflection. I know we're a bit far removed from it, but it'll be good to talk about it and lead into the next.
Yeah, I don't think that we... do you know what? The first 15 minutes of that game, we were kind of... we was under pressure, man. We got put on. I can't lie. They came out.
They catch you off guard, don't they?
Yeah, they came out. They looked sharp from early on. And obviously, they got their goal within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then just even trying to figure out their press... First 15 minutes, like, it was just so easy for them. They're a possession side.
Mm.
possession-based side. Like, it was so easy for them to get through our press, which normally is pretty good.
Yeah,
do you understand? So for them to just get through it so quickly and just move the ball from back to front, obviously we've seen instances of what they can do. We've seen against Villa, we've seen against Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So it was just a little bit more of the same for them. In the first 15 minutes anyways. After that, I think we worked out their press. We started to press a different way.
Mm.
Started to press as like with a one and then a three.
Yeah.
And then a two instead of like the 4-4-2 that we normally press with. So we changed that like with after about 15, 20 minutes. I was like, all right, cool. Arteta can see that. He's out here trying to coach. Yeah, and then after that, like, they couldn't play through us as easily. And then in the second half, I think we kind of took control of the game a little bit more.
Yeah,
we just didn't have that finish, which they had.
Yeah.
I think obviously that one from Dembele was like you could say it was kind of a half chance, but the way that he took it,
yeah,
but
it was a great finish, man.
Went in off the post.
Mm.
He had his one chance in the game. The one time he was free, he took it. Boom, and we was 1-0 down after what? Like it was like 3 minutes. Yeah, I say first 15. It was like first 5 minutes, yeah, something like that.
Literally first 3-4 minutes.
So then that leading up to the follow-on from Real Madrid and how we was feeling and the fact
what a lead balloon, innit?
We can actually, we have a chance of winning the Champions League. We're two games to the final, boom, boom, boom. 3 minutes, boom, 1-0.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, wrong.
Now we've got to go up, climbing up an uphill battle now, isn't it?
End up losing the game 1-0, but it's like, after that, I was like, okay, like, obviously we were missing Partey for the first leg because he got suspended in the second leg against
Big
Real Madrid.
Big miss as well.
And progressing the ball, and like, because there are times when we had the ball and we looked so nervous and we didn't know how to progress the ball. It's a bad time to take out somebody like Partey, who's so plugged into the best version of this team, and have to figure it out in a Champions League semi-final first leg. Like, you don't want to be doing that kind of thing. I was speaking to a lot of people before, just quickly, about Lewis Skelly and how people were saying, yeah, starts Lewis Skelly in midfield.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
yeah, what are your thoughts on that, bro?
Because I'm thinking, I don't mind that long term, but I don't really want to do that in the first leg of a Champions League semi final.
Not, I agree with you there.
Not necessarily the time to do it. You got to take a risk with football these days and rare.
But in a Champions League semi?
Yeah, come on, man.
First one in like 17 years or something.
Man,
they're
getting a bit too ahead of themselves on that. Yeah. So just leave Lewis Skelly at left back. He was doing fine. He didn't really get bullied by who was on the right. It was Desiree Doué on the right, actually.
Yes, it was,
Kvaratskhelia was on the left with Timber.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, innit, man? I feel like it's one of those where, in hindsight, well, you can say that, like, put Skelly in midfield. But if that goes wrong, bruv, do you know what I mean?
Do you understand? Then it's catastrophic. We're not trying to deal with any kind of catastrophic loss in the first leg. Mm.
Don't get me wrong. I feel like he's got the ability to maybe play there.
Yeah.
Because, and do you know what? I think the thing about playing in midfield, yeah, especially in the middle of the park, I think, okay, obviously it's about ability. You have to be really good at it. But I feel like you have to be really confident as well.
And I think
he's got the confidence to do it. I don't think it's not like a, obviously if you're really good, you can do that as a young player. But it's like it's an experienced player position, isn't it? You have to be really confident to play centre midfield. So I think he's got the confidence to do it. I just don't know if that was the right time to try that.
Yeah,
you know, it's like when I know this is a bit different, but when they stuck Trent in that first Euros game in midfield, and he was like, fucking hell, I ain't played here since I was fucking 15.
Time and a place, you know what I mean? Maybe just hold a little bit of composure.
Yeah,
obviously, it was upsetting that we didn't manage to score. Obviously, Marino scored, but then there was like a little bit of offside, I think, about that. So we actually did have the ball in the back of the net, and then Martinelli got slipped through that run from Lewis Skelly.
He had a big chance,
So we had that
great save.
Chance. Yeah. Donnarumma was on crack again. I think we had more shots on target than PSG throughout the game. Donnarumma made more saves, so he was on form today. Like, it just kind of is what it is. Like, they took their chance.
Yeah, man.
It was nowhere near Raya. Even if it was on target, Raya would struggle to probably make it in that corner because of the way that he hit it and the speed it was going.
Yeah.
And then the other way, Donnarumma was making saves. We didn't get our chance. But because of the personnel and because of maybe those big chances and the fact that we had the ball in the back of the net, we've seen it even though it weren't legal.
Psychologically, like,
it can,
you can score.
It can be done. We can score, do you understand? So I think for them, also not going 2-0, 3-0 up. I know they had that big chance from Barcola.
Yeah.
So maybe if they were 2-0 up, that might have killed the game. So if anything, I'm not overly displeased with being 1-0 down. I feel like that's damage limitation done for us.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot worse.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I feel like that's damage limitation. And now we can, I mean, we have to go Paris and win. It's like, it's no simpler more complicated than that. Do you get?
So. Yeah. Can't do exactly. You can't go there. Obviously, well, it's a knockout game, isn't it? So you can't go there and draw and be like, yeah,
biggest game of the season.
Do you want to do a third leg and then a fourth leg and then a fifth leg? Literally. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But I'm thinking in terms of you guys have just got to go there, chuck the kitchen sink at it, and we'll talk, I guess, about how maybe that reflected into yesterday's performance against Bournemouth.
Yeah,
maybe have one eye on that game. But now that Charles, we've both been a victim to PSG. Obviously, we are a bit more what's the word I'm looking for? A bit more severe because they booted us out of the competition. But who impressed you in this PSG team, man? Like, watching the whole 90 minutes and watching the game. And obviously, I know you watched them before, but against your own team. Yeah. Is there anyone that really caught your eye in that PSG team?
Donnarumma.
Donnarumma.
I think Donnarumma is one of the better performers.
Redeemed himself a little bit, isn't he? Because he's got a bit of a clangor in him. Yeah, clangor moment in
I
him,
think
hasn't
he's
he?
Known for that. But yeah, like, obviously, they rate him highly in Italy. He's the Italy number one.
Yeah.
So you think, okay, maybe on his day, he is pretty good. And that was one of those ones where... Yeah. He was on it, like, he was on. Like, he was catching crosses, making big saves. Like, he was comfortable with it at his feet, everything. So, Donnarumma annoyingly impressed me there.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily that impressed by their back line.
I think that's their weak spot, isn't it? Yeah.
They can be got at. Mm. Do you understand?
It's that, I know Marquinhos is a very good centre-back, but it's their other centre-back. Let me find his name, bro.
Is it Dan? It's not Danso, is it?
No, that's the, what's his name one? That's the one that went to Spurs. Bear with us, guys. Bear with us. But yeah, anyone else, Charles, in the meantime? Anyone in the midfield that kind of
probably
impressed
all
you,
three sense? Of them, to be honest. I know Neves is a workhorse and, you know, he can pick out a pass. And then obviously, Fabian Ruiz and Joao and Vitinha, like them two, their chemistry is on point, man.
It's,
if they need
it's
to
like
get
them rappers, isn't it? To me, to you.
Bro, if they need to get themselves out of any situation, they can do it in little tight spaces, the little 1-2s. They can sweep the ball out wide, so Désiré Doué, so Mbappé, Dembélé, Barcola, all them can get on their bike. Like, they're good, man. They're comfortable with it. They're good. I think the only thing that they're probably lacking is a little bit of physicality. And you've seen that in little instances. Yeah, Trossard had that shot as well that Donnarumma saved. The little instances where, like, Rice is playing a little bit further forward.
Yeah.
And with his running power, he can run past all three of them. Yeah, do you understand? Yeah. They're not necessarily the most physical three in midfield. They just rely on their possession and their technicality to get them through.
The
and then
back,
Neves does a bit of work as well.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, energizer bunny, isn't he? And very technical player as well. The centre-back, by the way, William Paco.
Pacho, that's the
Pacho.
One.
Anyone, Charles, you got anyone you're going to be aware of then on Wednesday that can make the difference for PSG? Anyone you think, like, okay, in particular, we got to deal with that boy? Because I know the Doué, oh my days. By the way, we're in the throwback Mercurials. We're very cold with the yellow and black ones.
But he had a good little battle with Lewis Skelly, you know. I don't think Lewis Skelly can come out of that game and think, yo, like, I got mugged off today or anything.
Yeah,
like
I agree. Yeah.
I think both of them played well. I think both of them, the left back and the right mid, would have enjoyed that little 90 minutes, that little battle that they had.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Probably relishing running it back again.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm just worried about Timber, man. Because I think he come off injured in that game. And if we've got Ben White there, then I'm a little bit more worried about him getting isolated and in one-on-one situations. I was there yesterday, man. I was there yesterday watching Bournemouth. And I seen Ouattara cooking him.
Cooking Ben White?
Multiple times. He would just get the ball, knock it, run round the other side of him.
One of those ones.
Bro, he ain't got the pace to run after them kind of man. Like, and Barcola, Dembele, like, all these men have got pace.
Yeah.
Clarence Gailey is the only one that ain't really got pace, but he's probably the techiest one. He's the trickiest one.
He's one of them, man. He's such a good dribbler that he hasn't got pace, but because he's such a good dribbler, he looks like he's got pace.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? He looks after the ball probably better than them, man.
Yeah. So it looks like he's moving fast, but he's not. He's just a really good dribbler. It's actually crazy. But talk to me then, Charles, about your team. Obviously, I know the main man's kind of come under a bit of slack lately. I guess maybe the... one of the top three men in your team, and that is your captain, Martin Odegaard, man.
Yeah.
As man, them, yeah? T, yeah. This is a question to you as well. Looking at it from a Liverpool fan, who is a fan of Odegaard, by the way. I bigged him up in the past. I really like Odegaard. He's one of my favourite Arsenal players. I know his form has dipped. But how bad is it, man, though? Because, like, the Arsenal fans are... like, you guys as a community right now, I know obviously it's a very big community, but as a community, I feel like the fans are not happy with Odegaard at the moment, bro. Is that justified, or is it... is it too far? Is he really having that much of a bad season?
Talk to me, T.
It's just a big dip in form, really.
Yeah.
I think that's the concern, that he's kind of dipped off a little bit. I think, they are finding a little bit too much reason to blame him for certain things that even he's not really he's it's not really to blame pieces, for.
Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's his drop in form though is that is a big it's, thing
it's,
though.
It's worrying.
Yeah, that's my big thing. And I think, you know, Eze.
Oh, he's put the mic down. Fair. Is he calling for Eze, yeah? As a replacement for Odegaard?
Not a replacement, I didn't say that.
But like a some competition?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of competition. We don't have... Who else?
What do you think of that, Charles?
Who do we have in his position
Fabio
to...
Vieira, and he got loaned out to Porto.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Let's up it.
I think every position does need a level of competition.
100%.
Ooh, but he's your captain, man.
I think that might have been Wanyeri, but Wanyeri's obviously not ready yet. I don't think physically he's ready to be in the middle of the park. He can be out wide on the right and whatnot and do something from the outside, but being there in the middle, I'm not sure if he's ready for that physically yet. Exactly. But yeah, hey, I'm hearing through the grapevine,
yeah,
that Odegaard might need surgery at the end of the season.
So he's on one of those things, yeah.
To where he's like, he's pushing through,
type
of thing.
So maybe obviously like, which would affect his performance, yeah.
But it's affecting his performance majorly, like he can't perform, like he,
yeah,
bro, he's actually
not even just having a little bit of an effect, it's having a massive effect.
Obviously,
yeah.
He had the night, so like you see what I'm saying about with Partey coming back for PSG, you should see the goal that we scored to yesterday against Bournemouth, and it's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Partey's getting the ball, he's played the ball through the lines that Odegaard can run onto and turn and run onto at the defense. Rice has gone the other way, little reverse, Rice has gone round the keeper, it's a goal. Do you understand? Like, that's the kind of thing that we need for Partey, let's say. But for Odegaard, like, he's finding it very, very hard to affect games now.
Yeah.
Like, before, if he weren't necessarily scoring,
the game ran through him, bro.
Cheeky passes doing.
The game ran through him.
Dictating the tempo of the game. Little reverse passes.
He dropped
passes,
deep and start set plays from
finding
deep.
Finding a man in space
with
a little pass. Even pressing from the front. He's the one that leads our press. Even that, like... Like, it will have a level of intent, like, it will have a level of intensity, and like, it will be able to positively affect the game for us.
Yeah,
he's not doing any of that right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's
none of it is happening. Like, nothing that he's doing is working for him right now. Sometimes it looks like he's overthinking, he wants to do things too cute.
Yeah,
he's avoiding physical challenges, like all that kind of stuff. Like, it looks nasty, man. It looks nasty. And like I said to you earlier, Bob, I was watching him yesterday for a couple minutes and I was like,
oh yeah, because you're at the game,
right? He's not moving that well, do you understand? Like, he's not moving all the way freely as if he's all right. And I know people play with injuries and stuff, but
yeah,
if there's rumors that a man requires surgery for whatever he's got going at the
that
end of the
season, it could be true, bro. Yeah.
Do you understand? Maybe that's part of it, but if not,
what's going on?
I say all that
if
to
not,
say,
mate, if you're all right.
Bro, I ramble like that just to say, yikes.
Yeah, if not, mate, T is yikes. Cool for Eze. That is actually, I might say Eze as a competition for Mr. Martin Odegaard, mate. How old is Eze? Let me see how old
Eze
is.
I want to say Eze's mid-20s. I'd love him at Arsenal. He can play,
he can play wide as well,
right? He can play left. He can play on the left. Yeah, I don't mind it, man. Yeah.
So T, what is that your shout for the first all the signings you guys need to make? Obviously, we know you need a striker.
Yep.
What would you put Eze on that list of, like, okay, cool, this is a player we'd like to see Arsenal.
I mean, he wouldn't be like at the top of the pecking order, but you know, striker. I would like another winger, midfield.
Then I think we need Belieber. You know,
what DM
instead of this is Zubimendi. You know,
ooh.
I don't just want him though. Like, even if we bought, if we got Zubimendi,
apparently Bert is gonna go in this summer.
Bro, I'd want another one. Give me another one.
Apparently,
can't lie, man. These bloody headphones are doing my head in, mate. Because I'm walking this way and it's going off. I'm looking this way and it's going back. So
just keep your head still, man.
Yeah, fam. I'm just gonna have to speak like this and do like this. Yeah. So what you figure? Yeah. I don't know if you can find some, fam, but. Yeah, because, bro, every time I'm moving, it's
just
like it's going off.
Flip the camera, man. We on.
We'll crack on. But it's one of them ones. All right, then, Charles. So, obviously, going into
Odegaard, we need a big performance from you on Wednesday. Listen, if there's any time that we need you this season to come up with something big for us, Wednesday would be a fantastic time.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Wednesday would be an unbelievable time.
Time to show up, Mr. Odie.
I need you, because in that game against PSG, Marino played well.
Yes.
Rice, apart from the first goal where I think it might have been his fault a little bit, because he left Dembele to go try and double up with Kvaratskhelia. Yeah. Left Dembele on the edge of the box by himself. Other than that, he played really well.
Yeah.
Odegaard was the third one we needed in midfield and he didn't play well.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really affect the game for us.
You need that synergy in midfield, man.
And when you got them other three in midfield, like I just mentioned, that were playing well, all of them doing their thing.
The man
doing like, can't be outnumbered. We can't be playing with 10. Like, come on, bro.
It's big facts, bro. It's actually big facts. And as well, bro, I guess let's move on to Barcelona versus Inter Milan. A Champions League classic, wasn't it, Charles, mate?
I didn't think it would be a high scoring thing like that.
A true classic, man. Bro. I said a 3-3. Goals from Lamine Yamal, of course. Denzel Dumfries with two goals. And Marcus Thuram with a goal as well. And then if we go to Barcelona, who else scored for Barcelona? Just let me have a look at this. But Lamine Yamal with the standout goal.
Mm.
Charles?
To be fair, yeah, standout goal. Rafinha's one was really good, though.
Rafinha's goal was a good goal.
Rocket, but yeah, Lamine Yamal was probably the best one.
Came out of, what was it, hit against the bar, and then kind of slapped the keeper on the back. But it was such a good strike from such a far way out, bro. What distance. But yeah, let me look at who scored the goals on that game. Bloody hell, I'm trying to...
Marcus Thuram got the first one.
Marcus Thuram.
Inter were never behind in that game, by the way.
Yeah, which is crazy in itself, bro. Oh, my God. He has returned with the goods, fam. Oh, he's giving me the old school pair. I love that, bro. This is what I'm talking about. This is a real cue, mate. None of these new... What headphones are these, bro?
These woke ones, bro.
These woke sure ones, mate. Oh, podcast mics, have you?
Oh, sure with a H, yeah? Are you sure?
Are you sure? Oh, wonderful! Oh, yeah, look, ready? I'm back. All right,
head on the swivel.
Man's got the head on the swivel now. But yes, Charles, let me talk about this game. Let me see. All right, now I've got off. Who scored? Report
who
here.
Who do you think?
Torres scored the other one.
Yeah, Ferran Torres. Who do you think's happier with that result?
Happy with that result? Because when you apply the context to the game, innit? Or was it? Barcelona never went ahead, right? So I guess Barcelona, maybe? Actually, no. You never want to concede three goals at home, especially in the Champions League.
Mm. Not like away goals matter, but...
Yeah, true. But I'd probably say, in the context of the game, Barca, because if you concede three and you don't lose, even though it's not a great situation and that's not what you wanted when you headed into the game, if you concede three and you don't lose, you can go, oh, okay, we got away with that. Whereas if Inter Milan went up three times and didn't win the game, they'll probably be kicking themselves in the foot a little bit.
What about you two? Who do you think would be happier with that 3-3 result in the first leg? Inter or Barca?
I'd say Inter, you know, just because I feel like... they managed to score three goals away, and I think they probably think back at home they can probably stop them from scoring. Well, not stop them, but
yeah, if we can score three away, do you then know what I'm saying?
Do we all remember the goals?
Well, the Inter Milan goals,
yeah,
set pieces, right? There's a couple of set pieces. One set piece was from a corner, poor defender from Barca. The Thuram flick as well, right?
Bang.
Great finish, by the way. Big old,
Thuram.
Baller. Yeah, good player, man. Good player. And I can't remember the other one.
Dumfries again.
Dumfries one again, wasn't it?
Free kick and he volleyed it.
Oh, yes.
Who do you think that this game exposed more?
Barcelona, for sure. I think especially even... okay, you're thinking long term, aren't you? I think, do you know what it is? It's the amount of chances they conceded. And I know Barcelona played that from the couple of times I've actually watched Barca this season. They play that high line, don't they? They play that risky high line. And boy, oh boy. It's literally against Inter, you just saw it one in, out, over. And that's it. We're in. Playing against you, man, as well. If you, man, get there. Or playing against PSG.
Hopefully.
Aye. That's going to be a sticky
set
game.
Pieces as well. Dumfries scoring from two. One was a headed goal, and then the other one was like him on the 6-yard box. Gets to the second ball, so Barcelona being exposed from set pieces there. Barcelona, like, to level up this game, I don't know, I don't know how often they produce it, but they scored two worldies.
Yeah.
Like, Yamal's one, worldie.
Yes.
Rafinha one, worldie. Very lucky as well that it bounced off the keeper and in. Them ones could bounce off the bar and fly away, as you get. So,
100%.
For Barcelona to pull out two worldies just to level it up.
Yeah.
Being susceptible to set pieces, like I see.
Maybe Barca are on for a treble, but that might be.
And I don't see like Inter Milan coming out here scoring three goals, four goals, five. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I think they finished top of the Champions League, and they scored like 11 goals in the 8 group games. So they scored 3-1. Damn. I'm thinking, okay, I'm seeing some weaknesses in Barcelona here.
Yeah.
Seeing some weaknesses.
Fam, do you know what I'd say to that though, Charles?
Go on.
They've got Messi 2.0.
It's what I'm saying. I don't know how often these worldies get produced. I don't know if he's got it on. If he's got it on tap like that, then cool, innit? Say no more. Cause he's already moving crazy for someone
his age. I think he might, you know.
He's
I think 11, he might.
You know? In year 11.
Man, in year 11 or 12 or something.
Do you think he gets to wear a tie? 17. Like a blazer and that.
Short one, yeah? He's done it short.
Yeah.
Undid the top button, had the tie short.
To play. He's got to have permission to play. Bro, he can't. What is he? There was one thing in the World Cup where they had to move the game because underage. So
he's past his bedtime and
that.
He's
past his bedtime. Man is 17 doing an absolute madness, man. What do we think of the kid, man? Is he the real deal, do we think, man? 100 Premier League. Bro, 100 Premier League appearances.
100 Premier League, you know. That's it.
And we're obsessed with the Prem.
100 Barcelona appearances. 100 Barcelona appearances. I don't know if that's all comps or if that's like La Liga, but I think it might be all comps still.
I think it must be all comps, yeah, because he's got 72 games. Yeah, it must be all comps, but...
The only thing I'm worried about is the same thing I'm worried about with all of these young players that burst through and then, you know, by like 27, 28, they're getting out a bit leggy because...
Neymar team.
I'm seeing Cristiano and even Messi, and this was like, what, 15, 20 years ago, and they've, at his age, they've played... I think Cristiano's played like 30 games or 40 games.
Yeah, yeah, nowhere near as many.
Messi's played like 20 or something. My man's played 100 games already.
That's childish, isn't it, man?
That's a lot, bro. That's a lot. So... You know, touch wood or touch my head that he don't get no big or significant injuries in his career because what he's doing is nuts and I would like to see it and it's great. It's a great bit of entertainment. It's a great bit of advertisement for the game of football. It's looking Messi-ish.
Yeah, I can't lie.
It's looking Messi-ish.
Yeah, it's looking like, right, this guy could be the second coming of Lionel Messi because boy, oh
boy. I don't know if it's Messi though.
It's Lamine Yamal, fam. It's not Messi.
It's like a blend of...
It's Lamine Yamal.
I'm seeing a bit of Mahrez there as well, though.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. The legginess.
Yeah. Maybe because of his height. And
And it's the... You know, Mahrez used to do that, like, star. You know, drag, I'm off. Yeah. That look, drag.
Could
drag,
be.
I'm off. Yeah,
I'm seeing obviously that side... With the number as well, with the shirt, I'm seeing a bit of Messi.
Of course. But yeah, it's the dribbling.
I'm seeing a bit of Mahrez and Rare. And bro, at that age, Messi couldn't playmate. My man playmakes as well.
Yeah. And I think that's one of Messi's like underrated skills, but one of his best skills is his playmaking.
That's what he got better at as his career.
Yeah.
He just started one year. Picking he just started coming out with mad through balls.
And he dribbled his way into the pass,
bro.
It's crazy, man. What a player, bro? Big up Messi. Even though he's playing MLS right now. Charles, here's his record in the Champions League thus far. 5 goals, 3 assists in the Champions League for Lamine Yamal. His record in the league isn't obviously as impressive, but 6 goals in the league, 12 assists. So he's still 18 goal contributions, which is very strong.
I mean, obviously, Rafinha's scored another important goal for them in the league.
That's a man we have to talk about too, Charles.
I think they won 3-2, and obviously a lot of men are saying, oh, look at the goals and Retter and... saying that Rafinha maybe is the front runner for Ballon d'Or if it gets round to that. But it was like I was saying like a couple of weeks ago, like I don't know that he's better than Lamine Yamal, you know. Like I'm looking at them two on the pitch and I don't know.
I don't think he is, man.
I don't think he is to me.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit more deadly experienced. Or a little bit more of an eye for... Yeah, he might have a little bit more of an eye for goal.
Yeah.
But... Is he a better footballer? I don't know, man.
Like, I don't know, man.
Certain men have more eye for... Like, Lampard has more of an eye for goal than Zidane.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could sit there and say ever that Lampard was better than Zidane.
Yeah.
Like, something like that, for example.
No, that's a great point because, boy, oh, boy, when you look at Rafinha's record here, just talking about Lamine Yamal's record, it's like almost like a flip of goals and assists. So, Rafinha has, in the league, he has 16 goals. 9 assists, and in the Champions League, he's got 12 goals and 9 assists.
He's taking it there in the
Champions
League.
So, he is
That's
cooking.
The kind of thing that will give you Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
If you're top scorer in the Champions League and your team like potentially win it or get to the final, then your name's going to be up there. You're likely to be doing good in your league as well, which they're looking like they're going to win. So them two could be top two. Then that could be three. That could be two of the top three.
Bro, if you look at it from this perspective, obviously Barca are currently... they are currently top of La Liga, but with 4 points as well. So
obviously, if Arsenal win Champions League, then Bukayo Saka becomes
front runner, of course. But Charles, that is a crazy record from Rafinha, bro. But here are the odds. We're looking on a odds checker right now. Odds for the Ballon d'Or.
You saying we're promoting betting?
Leicester score it.
Kiz isn't on this episode, so don't worry, man.
Yeah, so we're all good. Let's discuss it, man. Ballon d'Or. Here, the top five, according to the odds checkers right now, with Lamine Yamal is top, which is crazy to win the Ballon d'Or. And then underneath him is Rafinha. Then from there, it's Ousmane Dembele. Underneath him is Salah. And then at number five, can you guess who is not number five?
Lautaro Martinez?
No, he's number seven.
Okay. Can we guess the rest of the top 10?
Let me just count it up.
So you got to help me with this one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, go on.
So Lautaro Martinez got to be in there.
Ding.
Ooh,
this is the odds, by the way.
Saka's been out for 3 months. I don't think he'd be in the top. Is Saka in the top 10?
Not in the top 10.
Is there an Arsenal player in the top 10?
Yes.
It's got to be Rice.
Declan Rice, yeah.
I did feel like Declan Rice.
Declan Rice.
Who else is there? There's Intar, and then there's Dembele. Dembele? Yeah, Dembele was top.
Yeah, Dembele is third.
Kvaratskhelia?
Kvaratskhelia is just outside.
What, 11?
Yep.
Mbappe.
No. Mbappe is underneath Kvaratskhelia.
My team.
Favourites.
Okay, so none of them...
Well, they're evens, though. They're the same.
None of them Madrid boys, man.
Both 50-1.
They're all going to be last four of the Champions League, innit?
Yeah.
Okay, so PSG, if it's not Dembele, are we saying, what, Vitinha?
Nope. Someone you mentioned earlier, which surprised me a little bit.
Fabian Ruiz?
Nope.
Oh, Doué?
Nope.
Barcola?
Nope.
What? Who, bro? Donnarumma?
Donnarumma?
Yeah.
Donnarumma number 10, fam.
Yeah. Donnarumma.
Gigi Donnarumma.
I hear it. Is that the highest goalkeeper?
Yeah,
and he's the best keeper in the world.
The best keeper in the world, bro. Yeah, fam.
Okay, Inter. Lautaro.
Lautaro's there, yeah. But that's it from Inter.
Barella might be in there.
Barella's not in there, no.
Is Çalhanoğlu in there?
No. Martinez is the only Inter player.
Oh, the only Inter?
Yeah.
Okay, say no more. So then what, Barcelona? Pedri.
Pedri's number five.
Yeah, Pedri.
Pedri's number five.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Number five?
Number five. And 9-1.
Nine. So who have I got left?
You got one more. Barcelona as a clue.
Lewandowski.
Robert Lewandowski.
Yeah, gotta be striker.
Robert Lewandowski, 14-1. So that is the top 10 in the odds checkers.
Right, where's Kane?
The Ballon
d'Or. By the way, he just won Bundesliga.
Nah, Kane is.
Yeah, he just won. Leverkusen drew in at 2-2. Freiburg.
Yeah.
I thought the team equalised was over.
Nah, Kane is down, fam. I can't even bother to do the maths.
Jeez. Yeah. Since Kane's far away.
He's far away. 100-1, apparently.
Yeah, he weren't going to grab that anyways, man.
Manuel can Lamine Yamal win the Ballon d'Or at 17? If he wins a treble for Barcelona, won the Euros last year, boy oh boy.
Yeah, that's it.
He could low-key deserve it, right? That's but would that be a shake to Rafinha as well? 17 years old winning the Ballon d'Or, bruv. You have to go on and be Messi. Surely you have to do that.
I mean, teenage winners, R9.
R9. Oh,
Michael Owen.
Oh, my God. This guy's making me do another Google. Cause that's
you understand?
A fantastic question.
So you could be teenage and win the Ballon d'Or and then it could all go tits up.
True. But do you think he could win it, Charles?
Yeah, 100. If they win Champions League, they look like they got league settled. They won Copa del Rey. They beat Madrid 3-2. Like, yeah, the stars are all aligning, man. Like I said, Euros last year. Stars are all aligning.
Yeah, damn. T, what do you think?
That would be awfully greedy, man.
Bro, the greediest.
So, on my next question then, man, does that make him the best player in the world? Like,
completed
generally,
football.
Is he the best player in the world then? Lamine Yamal, 17.
I can't lie, I don't see anyone that's...
I don't know who's better than him at the moment.
Who's doing more exciting stuff.
Oh, Mohamed Salah.
If they were still in Champions League, Salah would have won the battle.
The man went out in the 16s. Don't worry about
Liverpool. I'm just saying.
Sorry, Bob.
I'm just saying.
A time ago.
Which champions?
Bro, goals and assists. Salah's the one who's doing that.
Hey, but Haaland got all them goals the other day and they gave it to Messi.
I think you make a great point, though. If we were still in Champions League, I think that goes to Salah, if I'm honest.
It's nice, man.
But we're not there, so... It looks like Lamine Yamal. Does that make him the best player in the world, though?
I think it does, bro. Can't lie.
You heard it here first, man. Bench Podcast, we've declared Lamine Yamal the best player in the world. Listen, we
the
said
young
it.
G.
All right. Argue amongst yourselves, but come we said on, it. Man. But all right, man. Then, what do you think? Who's going to go through in that time, man? Barcelona.
Inter
are going to go through? I think Inter are going to go through
Inter.
As well. T, what are you saying? Who you got? Inter?
I said Inter at the start, so I have to stay with Inter.
Barca. I'd like to see Barca do it because you know what I'd like to see? You, man, come back.
You
little
see
repeat.
Arsenal, Barcelona.
Yeah.
Man, them love fairy tale stuff, love man. Them, man. Like, we're not even talking
Listen,
football.
He's
we're
here!
Just, at that point, we're just doing fairy tale.
He's here! bro. Rastafari.
Women, Arsenal versus Barca. Men, Arsenal versus Barca.
Oh, come on, man. That's the old El Slagico.
We're doing it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Bob. Listen, the thoughts and views of...
Well, you know what I mean? It's a double header, fam.
That train's in Lisbon, you know. That's a good day out, you know.
Bro, Lisbon is an amazing city as well.
Listen, I
love that city.
I need Joe to give me a map.
Yeah,
I need to know where to go. I need to know what's going on.
She would be the fixer, man, honestly. But yeah, maybe that could be what we talked about earlier. Well, I think we need... all right, cool. I don't know if... Just flag this, T, just in case I need to take out I said just now.
Bears.
But the women's game, man, next season, let's double up on the content as well, bro.
Come on, man,
I mean?
I'm
let's
here,
fucking
man.
Do it.
I
know you're there. You're there, Charles,
I'm
man. There. You are the Bench Podcast rep for the WSL currently, man, which I love. But all right, guys, Champions League winner there, man. We got a winner. PSG, called it.
Yuck.
PSG. Dembele, Ballon d'Or.
Arsenal,
of course. T, where you going? Remember, T, you told me it was 3-0 man, against Real Madrid, and I laughed at you. Ready? You're not laughing now, are you?
But I can't help. I can't help.
Boring!
Even though I'm going Paris
yeah.
to go and try and view, I don't know if I'll be able to get a ticket to get into the stadium, but I'm going Paris for the vibes, innit?
You're feeling nervous, though.
I'm not feeling confident.
Yeah.
After what I seen yesterday against Bournemouth, if I see any of that again, we're collecting five, bro.
Well, let's go into the Premier League, Charles, mate. Let's talk about it.
We're getting pam, pam, pam.
We're getting pam, panad. Big up,
we're getting brrrr. She love gangsta. She love, hey.
She love bad man. Brrrr.
I said brrrr.
Man, let's talk about it then, man. Because I swear, I do declare. Declan Rice scored the goal. Got you guys up, but... It was a bit controversial in the second goal, wasn't it? Evan Nilsson. Can you give us a handball? It was just a bit of a bundle. Hit my body. My arm was tucked in.
It went in, bro. Like, it actually went in the goal and it actually becomes 2-1. Like, if it was anywhere else on the pitch, maybe you can let that go. Like, he was falling over. But
yeah,
for it to hit his arm and go in.
But
and
what
now
can
we
do about it?
Bro, he can't do anything about it, but it hit him in the arm, fam.
That's a tough one, isn't it? I get why VAR went. All right, yeah, let's move on from that.
Oh, inconclusive. Yeah. Oh, I hit him on the elbow. It went in.
Charles, let me tell you something.
Inconclusive.
Charles, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's inconclusive, lads.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just letting
man.
You know. We can't do anything.
Do you know what it is? It's like Arteta said, yeah, after that happens, there'll now be a rule in place. So next time that happens, they can get it right.
Yeah.
Every time there's a mad thing like that, man. Why is it always
He's
us?
He's always talking.
Why was us, bro?
Why hey. Always me? All right, listen. Not the only ones hard done by, right?
The ball hit my man on the elbow and it went in. And
it's one of those.
And they're talking about inconclusive.
I get it, though. I get it. Why it's one of those. It's one of those ones where it's like... Yeah, is it an underbelly kind of thing? It could be, but I also think, like, it's one of those, man. Like, can you strike that off when really his arm is tucked in? It's going to hit his body anyway.
You can if it hits his arm.
Yeah, I guess that is the grey area here, Charles. But the bigger picture is, man, you guys lost the game. You've not, what was that, only 3 wins in your last 10 Premier League games.
Yeah, I'm not going to...
What's happened?
I'm not going to sit here and act like that goal that wasn't a goal
yeah.
is like undeserved. I sat there and watched that game and Bournemouth looked like the better team. They looked like they pressed better. They looked like they were more comfortable with the ball. And yeah, they just looked like they had more ideas. Obviously, we made a couple of changes and whatnot. It wasn't necessarily our first team. And yeah, maybe like some people might say, oh, it's because we had our eye on the Champions League. Maybe the boys aren't giving it their all. But bro, I went out there and I watched a team that looked better than us.
Yeah, yeah. Which is never good.
It wasn't nice.
You never want to see that happen. Even today, obviously, when Liverpool lost.
And I'm not trying to see that right before we have to go and do second leg Champions League semi-final.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to get up for that? How
Bring
am I supposed
your
to be
boots.
Motivated
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring
after
your tickets to the stadium.
Yeah, Bob.
I want to see.
Yeah, Bob.
yeah. You know what's mad, yeah?
He went into troll mode.
Bring your boots.
He went, yeah, yeah, okay. He said it all, yeah, okay. Okay. You know what's mad? Your Declan, I want
bring,
you to
bring, bring your boots.
You know what's mad?
I want you to say something in this stadium.
You know what's mad? I feel like we're getting more of that than what Real Madrid should be getting for the stuff that they was doing.
Oh,
and that was way worse.
But they've done it, man. They've
that
got
was
credit,
way
man.
Worse.
They've
that's
got
it.
Credit.
Oh, so they get credit.
They've got
that's
credit in the bank,
crazy,
bro.
Man.
They have. It means something, fam. They've done the whole 14 Champions League, fam. They can do it.
Nah, they was moving too. They was moving too. Too soft.
But I will say that though. I think they thought that remontada was gonna be a bit too easy. Yeah, yeah. I thought they were just gonna. I think they thought they were just gonna aura their way
there
through
was
that
no
game.
No rating for us.
Yeah. They just went, yeah, we'll beat them at Real Madrid.
No, bro.
No, they did. They did. I think they did.
I can tell Luis Enrique is taking this properly. He's taking this seriously for PSG. He knows that we're a decent team. He knows that, if we don't put these lot away, they're gonna give us trouble. Them lot did not rate us at all, fam.
I was saying earlier, innit, Charles, on
it's rude.
I was on the radio, or maybe when we were drinking or eating or something, when I said I feel like I see flashes quickly, to go back to the PSG team. Mm. I do see glimpses of what Luis Enrique's team back in 2015 with his Barca team.
I see
like similarities between that team and the PSG team, man. Like the way they move the ball and the wingers that they have up top, the fluidity between them and the way they around each other.
Still,
maybe he's finally got that like a region of that team back. But all right, Charles, let's go back to the Champions League. Not the Champions League, sorry, the Premier League, man. Let's talk about Liverpool. Champions elect, not even champions elect. We are champions.
Champions
thank you very much.
Man.
Champions confirmed. Guard of Honor, very lovely. Couple of nice storylines there. Lavia, Caicedo, if you're watching, thank you for clapping our boy Endo onto the pitch. Salah. They kicked him out of Stamford Bridge. He returns a champion. I love it, mate. I love it. They clapped him back onto the pitch. So I'm talking like they haven't done this before. Definitely done this before, but it's always nice to do it twice. So nice! They had to do it twice, but at the end of the day, Charles, we lost the game.
You got moved to, I can't lie.
We kind of did, didn't we? It's a little bit awkward.
You got moved to. You tried to move back.
We did try to move back. There's context to it. We did start a bit of a, not a shaky team, but we started an experimental team.
Made some changes.
Give some man some minutes.
Some Endo, some Quasimodo.
Obviously, Harvey Elliott started today. Diogo Jota started up top.
There was no McAllister.
No McAllister.
No regular midfielder.
No Gravenbuch. I don't think Gravenbuch was in the damn squad. Jengi Majengi.
Saying Jengi, good.
What are you saying, bro? You good, fam? Yeah, I'm good. He's here, man. We got questions for you, bro. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got some questions for you. All right, let me just we're gonna go back in the pod and rewind and ask you some of these awesome questions.
You're gonna test my
I've already been through it, man.
Thoughts on Odegaard?
Oh, bro.
I won't catch
bro.
You.
Hey, Odegaard, bro. That Twitter, bro. That guy that's. He's doing the thing. That's what I think of Odegaard, bro. He does too much at times.
The guy that's doing it.
Yeah, and he's not doing nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I don't know. I feel like he does too much at times, but don't get me wrong, but you know when he jugs though, I can't lie.
He's cold.
He jugs. But I just don't know what's missing, man. I feel like there is something missing though, but I just don't know what that is.
What was he saying? It was part injured.
Yeah, I've been hearing that at the end of the season he might need surgery.
Oh, serious like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. So whatever he's going through, that you see that first international break at the start
of the season, where he done
something mad to his ankle.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's
been playing with that
because he got rushed back. He got rushed back from injury. So I don't know if it's like it's
oh
been
my days. He done his ankle, didn't he?
Started the international break for Norway, innit? So and that was early doors. That's why we didn't play him when we played you.
We didn't play him
at Milan.
I forgot that was this season.
Do you understand? So, if he's been rushed back and if whatever he's playing through is not allowing him to be at his best because of that, because of the fact that, it's looking like he might have surgery and he's just soldiering on and, I'm captain, I've got to be professional and rare tear. But at the same time, like I'm saying, it just looks like he's not affecting games. Do you get me? Obviously, he done a little assist to Rice yesterday,
The way a pass was good.
It's that's what we need you to do. But if it's not happening for you regularly, the surgery thing that might be making sense. But at the end of the day, it don't help us.
No,
I get it.
It's
a noble captain thing. Like he's out there, trying to be on the pitch for us But bro,
be a leader. No one to take a break, man. Come on.
Everybody gets injured throughout the season, man.
Trying
to do this part of the game.
Jengi, next question for you, my friend.
Bro.
Yeah.
Can you do it, man? Remontada.
What?
PSG.
I'm not gonna lie, because obviously I watched the game, and
Before you ask me, anyone you're impressed with when you're watching the game? PSG.
Doué.
Throwback.
Coming like Neymar, innit?
Yeah,
Doué. Coming like he's been watching all the Neymar clips
and obviously
on YouTube
foot rolls and that.
The main man, I won't lie to you, every time this guy touched the ball, I was shook. Even though we have someone solid at fullback, and I don't have to say his name, and I know you guys know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Special
yeah.
K.
Yeah, Special yeah. K. Yeah, hey, Special K.
Special
yeah,
K,
yeah.
Fam. Bro,
every time he touched the ball, I said, yo, something can happen here.
You can see his tech is a bit.
Yeah, man. I can't lie.
Top tier.
No, he's top. I think he's. Would you class him as a winger, though?
I guess
yeah.
I think because White he's forward. I think because he's there and he played on the left at Napoli as well.
Mm.
And because he plays on the left, I think for winger, Georgia, yeah. I'm saying winger.
Yeah. I can't lie, he's up there, man.
Yeah, he just ain't got he just ain't got the if he had the burners, oh my god.
Yeah.
But I think because he ain't got the burners, he's gotta be the kind of winger that he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was one play, I'm sure you saw it, there was like three players, yeah, and he cut in. And
the one where he tried for the pen.
It could have been a pen. Yeah. Yo, I was like, how did he even
try to sell it too much, man? Too much simulation.
Nah, he's cold, man. But he's Doué stood out for me a lot. Yeah.
So do you think you can do it, bro? Is the comeback on? Charles is honestly, talking, he's a little bit shaky.
Yeah, I can't lie, I'm with Charles, though. He's a little bit shaky. Hopefully we can do. Obviously, Partey's back, so that's going to give us an extra boost. And I'm hearing, shout out to my boy on TikTok. I saw a video. Yeah, he said, "Ah, oh, it's a shame that Dembele's out, man. I wanted to see him. Apparently, Dembele's not playing."
Oh,
it might be right. Yeah.
Oh, they perfect it.
They're trying to do smoke and mirrors.
I'm trying to do the mind games thing.
Yeah, they're trying to do smoke and mirrors.
Oh, no. But yeah, I don't know any, but apparently, so it might be. But T's saying he looks like he'll be playing.
Mm. That'd be a big mess
for
the
thing
still.
Is though, you see Gonzalo Ramos, like that's an actual nine.
Yeah, that's a nine for real.
And I think that might be at this stage, it a might problem. Be a different problem. Against Madrid, it's the same thing with PSG. They don't really have a nine.
Yeah.
So Saliba and Kivior, even though we lost 1-0, them two were all
right. No, you're right. Because even when he came on, he had a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's an actual nine. That's like, all right, cool.
That
let
big
me go
top on, isn't it?
Yeah, bro.
That's a weird.
I think it was a clever finish, you know.
Do you know what I think? Yeah, I feel like when
that would be a mad thing.
Yeah, for real. I feel like when he controlled it, yeah, he was like, oh damn, he's like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Then after, I think he was thinking about it so much. Then he said, oh wait, Saliba's here.
Yeah.
So I think he just quickly just told it,
bro, because he ain't got time to try and shape it the way he wants to. He said, you have to get this off.
I have to get this off because if I don't shoot, the guy's gonna get on to me.
Saliba's gonna come and.
Hit the bar, so it's
literally,
really
bro.
But yeah, I think we can do it. But it's gonna—I won't lie, I don't know. But I think we can do it though. But if you can get early goal, like how they got early goal,
then I reckon you're back.
Yeah,
in time.
Yeah. We need a lot of things to go right for us.
For real,
yeah,
for real.
We shall see, man. Then we shall see. Wednesday will be told.
Are you going? Yeah.
The tale will be told.
Paris.
Yeah, I'm gonna be looking out for that content.
Fam, I'm gonna try and finesse my way in.
Oh yeah, cause you need a ticket.
My boy has a ticket, and he was like, "Yo, I can
see if I can
pattern you." But the thing's looking like seven bills. I'm like, "Yeah,
bro, seven it's what?"
Looking, it's looking at minimum. Thanks, minimum, bro. It's looking like 4.5 bills. Minimum.
Why?
I appreciate you getting that for me, bro. Like finding out for me, bro.
I'm
called
you.
Yeah, David told me that information. David told me
that. That's all rent money.
Thanks for letting me know on that, bro.
700 to watch 90 minutes of football.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's not even the final, by the way. I could pay all that to go and watch them lose, to get them watch them get packed in 3-0.
In a different country.
And there's no celebration after all that. Yeah. Then you're in Paris. Right.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't finesse this semi, the final, bruh.
It's our finals normally that amount, yeah? Like a racks.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you're going there on a thing of, yo, like I'm going to try and find someone out there.
Oh, okay, then, yeah.
You might end up paying minimum
250, 500 maybe.
It's going to be a lot of money, lads.
But then again, is it real, though?
Upwards of a bag.
Is it real?
Some of them are authentic. Some of them are like they bought the ticket for how much. They can flip it on the day.
Or they got given it and they're just like, yeah, let me just get rid of it.
Man,
like.
They don't care about football that much, man. I care about the money, I care about flipping this P more.
I hear if I had five tickets, I would grab this up like, yo, five bills right now.
But the words of Jesse J. It's not about the money. We don't need your money.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the man.
Jinky, you watched Wrestling back in the day.
Yeah, hot bro.
Are you a Lita or a Trish Stratus?
Oh, you talk about the women, innit?
Great shit. Great question.
I think I'm a Trish, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't lie. I think now.
Trish is blondie, isn't it?
I think back in the day, I was Lita. And then looking back. Because you know they got WWE on Netflix. And I see 1-2 episodes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, when I go, oh, let me see what's going on in 2001.
Yeah.
I see Trish, I said, raw.
Yeah. Trish is like, she's like, yo, like,
raw.
Brother, I went to type in Trish on Google. Trisha Goddard came up first.
Trisha Goddard, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. I can't remember. Yeah,
nah,
so.
Tink, you know who that is, fam.
Trisha Goddard.
Do you know
Goddard?
Her face, fam?
The way you've been saying it, yeah, no, like she's on OF Star set.
Nah, not like that.
Oh,
nah,
okay.
She's on TV. She's on TV. She's
okay. Nah, because the way you both done it, just like, yeah. I know that was there. You know what I'm saying? The lotion and them things.
Oh, my days. What's it? <da-dum. laughs> This is Trisha Goddard, fam. Bro, come on, fam.
Are we getting up Trisha Goddard? Yeah,
my eyes are sir. Oh my lord!
Yeah, remember that, Jay.
Rest in peace.
No. Oh, she's still with us.
She's just a legend, fam.
Just a legend in
ITV,
the game.
ITV, no?
Yeah, ITV. Mm. She had a show before, like Jeremy Cole.
That's it.
She's pattern, man. Yeah, I see. There's another woman at ITV though. She got kind of a backy hustle behind her.
Is it? It's Carol Vorderman.
No, black.
Black team.
Oh, yeah, black.
What, NBA or England?
No. Like ITV. She does like ITV news.
ITV.
Is it ITV? I'm sure it's ITV, man. I'm sure
we'll
it's
do
ITV.
Our research. Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah. I'm sure it's ITV.
I'm watching bare ITV this week.
I'm sure it's ITV. She's got back, though.
Bro, look at Trish Stratus, fam.
But very well spoken. You know them ones there.
Trying to come like, what's her name? Like,
Great form.
Come like Pamela Anderson back in the day.
Well, that's world class, that.
That's what she's trying to do.
Look at that.
Saying good milk.
Dembo. That's a top striker, that.
Yeah, man. Elite milk. That is elite milk, man. But anyway, sorry. Sorry. Wrong podcast. Let's get back to Liverpool. Yeah, we lost today. Great.
Oh, well, yeah, it was because I left. I left. It was 2-0.
Yeah, there was periods in the game where we controlled the game.
Well, you lost 2-0.
A lot of the ball. We didn't really do much with it. Yeah, we lost 3-1, bro.
Oh, 3-0. Okay.
Yeah, we lost 3-1. Yeah. Last minute penalty from Cole Palmer. But yeah, Chelsea did have. I think they had their game plan set.
Yeah.
And they took advantage, man.
Let me quickly see the Van Dijk. Okay. On goal.
Enzo Fernandez played very well.
Enzo Fernandez did
play
well.
That on goal was very fun.
Tell you who did play well, and I know Gary Neville was glazing him a bit too much, but Cole Palmer did play really well today.
Yeah, it was actually nice to see him turn up in a big game, but shame it didn't really mean nothing for you guys.
It was like a semi-big game.
It meant something for them, so I'll give him that credit. He actually showed up in a big game. I know there's been big talk about Cole Palmer getting missing in big game. Man come with a goal. He come with an important part of the first goal as well, an important little move. So, yeah, shout out to Cole Palmer, man. Done his thing.
Yeah.
It's always going to happen for him, man. He was just having a little bit of bad form. And
yeah, of course.
Some certain things weren't happening. Like, he just needed something to fall his way.
Yeah.
Got himself a penalty. But before that, he had a good 90 minutes today. So, shout out to him, man.
As a soccer player, sometimes you need that confidence.
But I guess he's coming up against a team that's already, you know what I'm saying?
They just won the league.
Man.
Like,
they're not buff, man.
I think we were. But I think it was a good exercise for us in terms of seeing some of the players in our squad.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why we haven't rotated as much, because I feel like Slot only trusts like maybe like 13, 14 players in this squad to
that's
really
crazy,
play.
I said only trust, I know we've been saying this.
That's true, bro. It's true, fam. Because, bro, all them man that weren't playing today, they've played every game, bro.
Yeah,
I know we've been saying this all year, but you want a new left back, innit?
Sorry, Robbo. But yeah. I think we do need a new
and Tsimikas.
And Tsimikas. Yeah. Big up the Greek Scouser. But unfortunately, bro, I think it's time to go for
the
Greek Scouser.
Or Jota.
Nunes is going, man. I've heard Nunes is going. Yeah.
He's going. Hundo.
I'm here. Oh my God.
What about Jota?
Diogo, I think you keep him one more year, man. See how
he's sure?
I think he's got.
But the injuries, though, man. Injuries.
Yeah, that's why I think it's hard for him to move as to sell because of the injuries. So if we see how his contract.
I
want to
give a benefit of the doubt, innit?
Benefit of the doubt. See if he can get fit again.
Move him to Celta Vigo in Japan, man.
Hey, what a team back in the day.
Good option to have if he can stay fit. Do you know what I mean? I think we replace Nunes, get a proper striker in. I heard something today. Apparently, we sent scouts to see that Sesko you. But obviously, that's just Twitter talk. I feel like everyone and their dog has gone to see Sesko.
Trust me.
I don't know about that one. But yeah.
I wonder who picks up, how do you say this guy's striker's name? The guy for Lisbon.
Gyökeres.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one.
I think I heard that Man United are involved now.
I kind of Man United are looking to capture a couple of people still.
Yeah, bro.
So if they win the Europa, we're back in Champions League. It's lit.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Liverpool today, bro. I was liking Quanta's performance up until obviously the penalty. I feel like the own goal wasn't really his fault. He kind of scored an own goal, but Van Dijk just fucking launched it off him and hit him and went in. So it's a bit of a calamitous one. So overall, the performance wasn't great. Bit of an anti-climax. I know the game doesn't mean too much for us, but you still, as champions, you want to go out and win and perform. But I think if I'm going to look at a silver line in some way, it was nice to see like some of the other players in the squad. And I guess it's not completely fair because you know, the rhythm wasn't there for them, man. Like, the strongest players weren't playing, so see how they connect. But either way, Darwin Nunez missed a sitter. So it was a normal day at the office.
Where are Chelsea in the league now?
Let's talk about Chelsea, man, because they actually played well.
Yeah, they're on this top four, top five thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, Madueke kind of put us Trent on toast a couple times as well.
Madueke, he's going to be out tonight, still. He's out.
Yeah, bro. He's at tape tonight, bro. 100%. Yeah. All their men are at tape tonight. Big up Sanchez as well. They're currently fifth on 63 points, level 1 points from Newcastle.
Oh, that's decent.
Point away from Manchester, and they're only 4 points away from you, man. So.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's look like obviously I'm not worried, but it is shaky still.
After PSG, Anfield.
Yeah. Oh.
After Anfield, Newcastle at home.
Yeah, we need to get 4 points.
Man, you know what I'm gonna do? Yeah.
Where is it? We need to get 4 points.
I'm gonna ask you to say that exact same thing again when the camera's on because I think that'll be a great clip. Do you know what I mean? Because that's actually a good point. There is a chance that Arsenal don't finish second in this league. I heard
you're
a line
nasty
yesterday.
Individual, Bob. I don't like this podcast.
I heard someone say, yeah.
You're going to clip it, yeah?
This is a great league, a great line, yeah? Someone said Arsenal might finish third in a two-horse race.
Nah, that's crazy.
To be fair, we're not the first team.
That's actually crazy. Tottenham actually. I said Arsenal will finish third in a what? No.
Arsenal might finish third in a two-horse race. Yeah, that was funny still.
I said there's only two spots, but
man, are you generally worried, though? Generally worried that you might not finish second?
Duh.
I don't even think about it. I can't lie to you. I'm just focused on PSG, bro.
All the eggs are in the Champions League basket, aren't they, man? But they're on your tails, bro.
It's like we said a couple of weeks ago, man. If we don't pattern up, we end up looking over our shoulder. And now look, bro.
We're looking over
our
shoulder.
They're all there. City are there.
Checking
Chelsea,
the mirrors.
Newcastle are there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Bro, fill in the mirrors. Big fill in the mirrors. Them ones.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Let's do
it.
And then what? Anfield after PSG?
That's tough, man.
Newcastle at home.
How much of a disaster of a season is it, man?
If we end up finishing third, and then out of the champ. Ah, bro, yeah, man. Long day.
It's not a disaster.
No disaster, but it's
not great.
It's not good.
Does that put pressure on Arteta? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Or context given the injuries and up and down.
To be fair,
does that put pressure on Arteta?
This is the thing. Like,
we have had injuries.
Do you choose to accept the context? Or are you going to take it out of context and go, yeah, like, this is now what, Arteta's fifth, sixth season. Only won an FA Cup. Like, which side of it are you going to take?
Yeah.
Do you get? So, I'm going to choose to take the context and say, like, we've been getting better, and this is the first year out of that whole upwards trajectory where we've had a little bit of... a little bit of chaos going on in our season.
Yeah.
A little
kind
bit
of
like
flatlined a little bit. Yeah,
before where we didn't really have like, you know, them three red cards in the first eight games.
Yeah,
and they were all like
true.
Mad dubious.
Yeah.
These injuries to our best players, like we didn't have them, or when we did have them in the previous seasons, it wasn't for as long.
Yeah.
Where we'd have to be jugging the whole season with Mourinho and that up top. So
there are
some things you can take into account.
Definitely a lot of context to be applied.
But it'll be super frustrating though. Can't lie. It'll be super frustrating.
It will be.
But I don't think it's anything to be like rash and be like, yo, okay, Arteta, get out of here.
Unless next year goes like
if it goes bad like halfway through, then we might have to think, yo, like it's just like are we even gonna get back to like
bare
where we were on the brink type thing, let alone winning trophies and that. So
he's got one more year.
Otherwise that guy is gonna get more hats. What is it? Hard to hout.
But he's got one more year left, you know. Yeah, I can't lie.
No, Robbie.
If he win, but if he wins champ, then you get it. But if he don't win champ and
we
don't get second,
we won champs with Mourinho up top and Kivio and Rek.
Listen,
you know what
I'm
saying? So when we're doing
these
good
things, I'm telling you, the coon that you other fans are gonna receive, yeah.
What? Yeah,
I'm
that's why
he's coming. I'm speaking to assistants, bro.
For
we're
PSG,
winning the league. I mean, not the we're winning Champions League, bro.
Yeah.
And when we do, all you Man United, Liverpool, I don't want to hear.
Right, we won it six times.
But then you know what's peak though? Do you know what's peak that me and Bob was talking about on radio this morning? Yeah. So at the end of the season, Liverpool could have won the league. Newcastle could have won the Carabao. City could have won the FA Cup in the final. Chelsea could have won the Conference League. And Tottenham and United, or one of them two
can
at
win,
least,
are gonna,
could, win
yeah,
Europa,
could win Europa.
And we might not win nothing.
And you just missed
That's
out.
That's crazy.
Bare FOMO.
We
have to get to the final.
Yeah.
Come on.
Get
at least
to the
minimum.
We have to get to the final.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Let's at least try.
Get the entry
for it, you know?
Understand?
Manim. I forgot my ID, you know. Oh. Are they checking?
You know,
can I show my phone?
I have a phone, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a picture on my phone.
Yeah, I've got a picture on my phone, though.
I bet you.
Sorry, mate.
Nah. Oh, bro.
I don't get the embarrassed that, dude. That's, bro, it's not my fault. Just
Oh, they say, oh, we see a lot of fake ones. Oh, no, you don't, man. Do you know what I mean? That's mad. But that could be Arsenal. That could be, that's a reality, man.
They have to get sent home. We can't even get in the rave. Yeah, everyone's in the rave with their cups.
Yeah.
Drinking out of
much
them.
On the way home.
We had, what's that famous meme in basketball? The guy says we had the credential center that we went.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
What did he say? What did he do?
He said, I met the criteria.
Yeah, I met the criteria. Yeah.
But I wasn't.
I said we met the criteria.
That documentary is gold, man. Big up that doc. But all right, man, let's talk about those two teams that you mentioned. Man United versus Brentford today.
Man United, bro.
They got brought back down to earth.
Big up,
please, Mel, please tell me where they are in the league, please, right now.
Okay, Jengi, I've got you on this, bro.
I want to say 15.
They are 15th in the league. 15th in the league.
Bro,
look at
deep,
this, man.
Yeah.
10 wins, 9 draws, 16 losses in the Premier League this season.
That's cold.
16 losses.
That's gold.
That is outrageous.
For a team that's getting 16 losses, you deserve to be relegated.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's true.
Fam, man, I'm talking about, oh, like, we're in the Europa League final, and yeah, cool, they got one foot in. But, bro, you haven't got 40 points in the league. Yeah.
That's mad.
They haven't got 40 points.
And I didn't
think
I would ever say that for Man United. Like, Man United.
Technically, they're not safe.
Yeah, they're not. I watched Jordan.
Nah, come on, Bob.
In the early 2000s and 2010s, mate, they're not safe.
They're not safe.
Exactly. They're not safe, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Imagine with 3 games to go in your Premier League season, you haven't cracked 40 points yet.
Yeah, that's big Man United, bro. You know.
Big Man United.
OT.
The last 5 games have been 2 draws, 3 losses in the Premier
League. Damn.
Tell me about that Europa
League. I can't lie. Brentford moved to them, you know.
Yeah, Brentford
absolutely moved to them.
Yeah, don't let the scoreline fool you about 4-3, bro. Yeah,
it was 4-1. It was 4-1, fam.
The game was done, bro.
They got moved to.
Garnacho decided, okay, I'm just going to do a madness now. Yeah. And then Ahmad done a little thing as well.
It's not good enough, is it, man? Man, what does it look like if Manchester United don't win this Europa League? Because, boy, oh, boy.
Bad season.
Yeah, that's a horrible
season.
Horrible season. I don't know where Amarin goes.
You know, if they win Europe, obviously, it's a bad season, but you've won a domestic. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you,
if they don't win Europa League, have you watched Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
So you see the third one.
Yeah.
Where you see the big spider.
Yeah.
Where Sam goes to buck the big spider in his little cave on the way to Mordor.
That scene,
yeah.
Bro, that is where Man United are. That is where they are.
That is hilarious.
Listen,
bro.
If you lot know that, the big spider's yard.
Swear, was it a long day?
On the way to Mordor, Sam tried to go in there to get thrown
out. The worst. Manchester United are the worst. This is the worst Manchester United team in the history of the Premier League, and that is
is that what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the worst, bro.
Remember, he was saying earlier on the season, yes, I know this is the worst, and I think they actually are officially. They're going to be the worst,
we've never seen Man United with 3 games to go talking about 15th.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Not getting 40 points.
Childish, man. If the relegated teams were a bit better form, bro, then Jesus Christ, they might have just been looking over their shoulder.
Yeah,
but all right, man. Them. So let's run through the rest of these games quick. Brentford versus Newcastle, 1-1, man. Brighton versus Newcastle.
I want Belieber.
You want him?
We can sign Partey another 2 years. Mm. He can move to the bench. Belieber takes his spot.
Crazy.
He's a good player.
He's cold.
Where's he from? What country?
He looks West African.
Yeah, no, he looks West African. I just don't know where.
Is it Mali?
He's giving me... What vibes is he giving me?
All right, here's the...
Senegal?
Yeah, like one of them countries. Close. Like Senegal.
Close.
What?
Close, man.
Guinea.
Close. Cameroon.
Yeah. Oh, Cameroon.
It's
Cameroon.
Samuel Eto'o and them, man.
Yeah. No, he's cold still.
Alex Song and them,
man. The sleeveless jersey in the World
Cup. Yeah, but Brighton, where are Brighton finding all these players, man?
They do it, man. That's their strategy.
Their scouting is 10-10, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
How they find Ben White and McAllister and this Belieber thing now. And who
Caicedo.
Else? Caicedo.
Caicedo. What's his name as well?
Trossard, no?
Matoma. Yeah, Matoma.
Trossard.
Yeah. Let's go, Gross. Yeah. They got
a decent scouting.
That's their strategy.
Their scouting
that's what they
is
do,
10-10, bro.
I listened to a podcast with them once. Apparently, the strategy of their club is to like go and find these players that big clubs are aware of, but they won't purchase because they don't want
to
take the risk
on the
So
that's
so
smart, you know.
So Brighton will purchase them.
That's smart, you know.
Yeah, and then obviously give them.
That's a real business right there, fam. That's real business.
It's like Alexis McAllister. They plucked him out of South America, bro.
A team like
that's real business right there, still.
Yeah,
and it's different to somewhere like Southampton.
Yeah,
where you've got like a decent catchment area, so you can actually rely on the youth that you bring through your academy.
Yeah,
like Liverpool, all the London teams, you know, all the best players will be at Chelsea or Arsenal. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's facts, man.
With somewhere like Brighton, where they don't really have that academy like that, it makes sense for them to go, okay, we'll just send our scouts all around the world.
Yeah, bro. And they're, he was. I was listening to it with the, I think it was either the CEO or something. He was like, yeah, we're aware.
That's it.
And then the bigger clubs, they won't take a gamble and we will. And then eventually we sell them to the big clubs for fucking 110 million.
Do you know what's probably so mad as well? That probably seems as if it's less effort. It's like, okay, we're going to look at your scouting thing. Oh, that player, you know what? We can do it with him.
Yeah,
we'll take him.
It's like a shop window for the big
clubs. We'll send it back to you.
Yeah.
We'll send it to you. Come.
If anything, it's more money and more risk that you got to put into that.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't put the money in, you don't get the 100 million for cash saved all back.
Exactly, bro. True, and they've done that countless times, haven't they, man? Yeah. Let's move to West Ham versus Tottenham, man. This one is 1-1. Ange having a stinky season, of course. To be fair, though, West Ham are having a bit of a bad season.
No, they're having a bad
season. What's it like over there?
West Ham are below Tottenham and United.
I don't know what they're saying over there at least, mate. Yeah, you must be going for to the shop, brother, and hearing some facts.
Hey, I can't lie. Bro, hey, you're not trying to be out right now.
Yeah.
The last couple of games, and long day. Stratford, myth.
Stratford could be dark today, you know. West Ham and Tottenham really hate each other.
Yeah,
it could be dark outside the stadium there. Remember we've been there, bro? Remember we went to the
cup game? Yeah, they were doing all that fucking...
Yeah.
There's history there, bro.
They led us
even in films.
I remember that cup game that me and Bob went to go see with our boy Rob. Shout out him if he's listening, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, man.
Somewhere in Essex, bro. Billericay fam. Not Billericay. Braintree.
Sick guy, man. Obviously, we went to that cup game. And like when we were leaving that stadium, like it's quite far to walk out in it. And obviously because of West Ham Tottenham, because of the rivalry, they'd have the West Ham fans are going out that way. The Tottenham fans are going out that way. But somewhere along the path,
You meet up.
They crossed. They crossed under this bridge. Imagine me, Arsenal fan. Imagine Bob, Liverpool fan. This ain't our beef.
Football fans today.
We get to a bit under the bridge. There's like 50. There's like 25. They've all got cameras. But man are going down
what?
There.
Cameras?
Why the little body cam things?
Why have they got body cams?
The feds.
The feds. Oh, yeah, sorry. Feds, I thought you meant the... I was going to say...
The fans all going down there.
They're doing content.
The fans...
Has content now, yeah? And it was come join us. Come join us.
Come to me.
Come with me to a scrap
after a game. We meet
up here.
Yeah,
so the lads right now get a couple babies in. Who's that over there?
In Yeats.
Fucking Yeats. Get a bit of gear in, you know what I mean?
We're going to go sue him out.
Yeah. Fucking class, man.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, fans were going down onto that bridge. Yeah, hoods up. Yeah. Jumpers up like that. It was moving mad. Me and Bob was looking at each other like, where's the exit?
Yeah, fam.
Just, you know what? Excuse me.
I ain't trying to be in Greece right now, fam.
I can get out of here.
Like, have you ever been in a club, and a fight is kicked off and then all of a sudden you're involved and it's got nothing to do with you or any of your peoples. Have you ever been caught in the melee of a fight?
Nah. I'll tell you what it is, man.
I don't want to be caught in the melee of a fight.
It's
where's the wood?
Yeah. The one thing, the catalyst of that will get you into a beef that you're not involved in is a spilt drink. That is the main thing.
All you
need is a... And your drink goes, or you're involved.
Yeah, very true.
A splash will land on someone.
Okay, so...
Completely unintentional, you do this.
Yeah.
And you're involved.
I've got a question for you.
I'm sorry.
For obviously, you guys at this age now.
Yeah.
If that happens to you at this age now, like, are you going to say something? Or can you see yourself causing a scene from that?
It's a great question, man.
I'll be honest.
Depends
upset,
how much
man.
Of the drink's on me, man.
Okay, I think it...
It depends how the guy's done it. If the guy's been super clumsy... I've got to look at him sideways.
Okay, so if he's wasted and then he just done it, like then is an issue or is not an issue?
Oh, you that's a great question, Jamie.
Because I was telling one of my boys I was like, bro, if I'm in a crowded place, the place is crowded.
Yeah.
And I've got a drink that's full to the brim.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, like, if someone budged me,
it's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's like,
some spillage.
So it's one of them ones, like, do you take the benefit of the doubt or do you like, watch where you're going? Like, bro, like.
More time I don't want to scrap.
Yeah.
He'll see the disappointment. Like, he'll see, like, I'm sly.
And nine times out of ten, they'll be like, yo, my bad. Yeah.
Okay, so it depends if they apologize for it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. If there's like an acknowledgement or like a,
then
yo,
it's like,
all right,
cool, it's calm.
Then you'd be like,
it's calm.
All right, cool.
But if it's, let's ask the guy imagines you, he looks at you, he just carries on.
Oh, I'm laughing. Like, hey,
bro, you don't see what you just done?
I'll be like, oh, bro, yeah, I'll be upset. be upset. Thing is, though, as well, in a packed club, like,
yeah,
if you do want to fight in a pack, like, how many bangs are you gonna get off in a fight before people start grabbing you, getting fight, in your way, like. Understand?
No, 100%, man. 100%.
But yeah, we don't condone fighting on the bench podcast and whatnot.
And Irons, mate, I know. Don't worry. Next season, they keep saying that Potter is a project manager, so it's gonna take a little bit of time. But let's see if it'll be worth it.
One of my boys, Damien, is a West Ham fan. He's upset,
not,
man. Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
they're not happy, bro.
Yeah, they're
West Ham fans are not happy at all.
Well,
man.
Lads, you wanted Moisey out, didn't you?
I don't know why they wanted him out as well.
Because the football's boring, fam. That's what they said about Arteta. They try to say, "Oh, the football's boring." That's another reason we want him out. Yeah. When the grass ain't greener. When you get to the other side and the grass is brown, you'll wish you were in the previous garden, innit?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, exactly, bro. All right, man, let's move around the rest of the grounds. Leicester versus Southampton. They were calling this El Crapico.
Damn.
Which is hilarious.
Good lord.
we're only going to talk about this game because I wanted to talk about that title and the fact that Jamie Vardy scored.
Is that 199 for Leicester?
Yeah, big up Jamie Vardy. Yeah, one goal
away. Hopefully he can get one more, man.
From two, yeah, bro.
Actually, I think he will. I can't lie.
End of the season, yeah.
I think he will still. Yeah. The only one is if he's a pen, he's on it.
Yeah,
he's on pens.
Give me that.
8 goals in the Premier League season. Obviously, it's not his best return ever, of course, but 3 assists.
He blew the whistle as well.
Yep.
What?
Is that the game where
he blew the whistle? What, as a celebration?
Yeah, so the keeper, the referee got like hit in the head by Jordan Ayew or something, went down. Jamie Vardy went out. Went up to him.
He's saying us, man. I can't lie to you.
That ref got subbed out, you know, because obviously he hit his head. There was a concussion protocol. Yeah, they got a sub ref.
That's class. Imagine being the sub ref.
The ref got subbed.
Yeah, for real.
Imagine being the sub ref.
Wait, he picks up the whistle and he blew it for a foul, yeah?
But it's the sub ref.
That's
the ref's on the floor like, with his hand in the air, whistle like that. Vardy goes, like that.
I'm not gonna lie to you. See Vardy, he's class.
He's sick.
Like.
Yeah. He's reached that part of his career. It's like, fuck it, bro. Do you know what I mean?
I could see him on TV on an entertaining thing at some point, you know.
Hey.
Or radio or something.
Yeah,
if he's got something to say,
Yeah, he looks like someone that's got banner about him.
Yeah, he looks like he's got bear stories as well.
Man said he picked out the rest of the whistle and blew the whistle.
El Canoosh, though.
Good player.
Remember I started him the first time I seen Leicester this year. I was like, okay.
I think he's on the relegation list because they've done like a relegation list of like all the top players.
I'm sure El Canoosh will be there, you know. Apparently Arsenal are linked with him. I want him. I endorse that message.
You saw the list, yeah? No, no, oh.
The man there, North African, he's what, 2021, Bob? 20, how old is he?
20 years 20 old, 20,
and he's taking it there. I know Leicester are rubbish, but every time I see them, he's jugging. He's doing something. Yeah. So, okay, all right. You can play at this level. Like, you can be here, so.
That's a great
spot,
mind
man. That. And he's 20?
Yeah, Bob.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm going to say, innit?
We'll go.
I've been waiting,
Speaking
bro.
Of 20.
Oh. Just see that. You might have forgot. You thought you forgot. Hey, that Nando's meal, man.
The season's not done yet.
I need some Paris McDonald's money, fam.
Yeah, you guys are relegated, man.
All right.
Have they not changed the edit yet when they put R in it now?
Yeah.
I'm sure they put
the
R
red
in
line,
it.
The red line.
The red line.
It's
changed the edit.
All right, man. At the end of the season. I'm gonna have to firm it. Thanks, lads. Thanks for nothing.
Unlucky, lad.
Yeah, bro. We've gone down with a bit of a whimper as well, haven't we, really? If we're honest, bro. Just not been good enough, man.
But,
the gap between the Prem and the Championship, man, is that a problem?
I think it has been.
Yeah.
And it's gonna confirm it to me even more when next
Burnley
year.
Leeds are
year,
yeah. already confirmed to come up.
Their man both came up with 100 points in Championship.
That is mad.
So let's see if any one of them.
Can stay.
Yeah.
Survives. Even whoever's going to win the playoffs, which starts kicking off soon, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever goes up from there with Leeds and Burnley, let's see if they survive in the Prem.
I think it's good for the game, though. It just lets you know there's levels.
Yeah.
To be in a Prem, it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Levels. Like, can be scoring 40 goals in a thing. Like, my man, obviously, to be fair, he done his thing when he was at Fulham. The Fulham striker, what's his name? Mitrovic.
Yeah.
Bang, goals and champ. Came Prem. Done a little bit, you done all right in the Prem.
He wasn't the man he was.
He wasn't the man he was, you know what I'm saying? There's levels, man.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Second time, I think he got like 13.
It was the last year. It was the last year before he went to Saudi where he had like his good season in the Prem.
No, that's true, man. Well, I guess we'll see what the man say, especially Burnley and Leeds. Like you said, 100 points each.
Good for certain players, though.
Yeah.
Because like we're talking about all the men that have gone down this year, we're talking about like Diblin. We're talking about this El Canoe. So, like, there's certain players, the lap.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there's certain players that can get big moves, make the club money, true, stay in this league and be like show that they're part or they can play at this level.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for the whole team, I don't know if they've got the finance. And yeah, it's levels.
Yeah,
it's
there levels. Is levels to it, man. Big up Meek Mill. He said that once upon a time. And Manchester City 1-0 Man City.
Jarring, man, because they're putting little jammy results together. All of a sudden, we're looking over our shoulder and that.
Yeah, bro. I'm just looking at
that. Man, are 3 points off us and that.
It's crazy.
Last five games, 4 wins in the last 5 games. So.
Yeah.
Man, are going back to that. You see that? You see that video on TikTok that we put out where I was like, "Yo, why aren't we calling Man City?"
Yeah.
Man, are coming back to it now, 3-4 weeks later, going, "Oh, this aged well."
Okay. Yes. We got him, ladies and gentlemen. We got him.
This aged well.
That's quality still.
That's class. Yeah. That's
we like that. We like that. We like that.
That is class.
Pull us up on anything we say. That's mad.
I felt salty. I felt to go. Like, oh, so what? You man waited 4 weeks, yeah?
Man, before we go, I'm gonna paint the picture here. Like top seven looks like this currently. Aston Villa are 7th on 60 points, 35 games played. Yes. Nottingham Forest have played 34 games, they're on 60 points. Chelsea have played 35 games, they're on 63 points. Newcastle have played 35 games, they're on 63 points. Manchester City have played 35 games, they're on 64 points. Arsenal, obviously, actually no, I'm not going to include Arsenal, that's disrespectful. Manim, who is getting the top five? Who do you think is making that top five? Are Forest going to nick into the Champions League?
I think Liverpool might make top five.
Yeah, I think we'll be there. I hope so.
I think they might, yeah. I think they'll have enough.
I think we better be there.
I'm going to say Arsenal. I'm going to say City.
Yeah.
I think City will be there. It's between...
I think Chelsea might creep in.
I think it's going to be as it is.
I think it will. I think it might end like how it is.
Arsenal, City, Newcastle, Chelsea. I think those would be the other four of the top five.
Okay. If Forest win their game
in hand, order, yeah, as well.
I think Forest are crumbling a little bit.
They play Palace tomorrow.
But Aina's back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's been missing for a couple of weeks and they've been crumbling. So maybe he can help steady the ship a little bit. But I think maybe it might have fallen away for them.
Forest play, like I said, they play.
They've got Palace tomorrow.
Palace tomorrow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Palace on form.
They're away. They're away.
Who's away?
Palace. No, Forest are away.
Forest are away.
They've got to go
south.
Yeah.
They win that, they could nick in. If they don't get Champions League, they're going to be gutted, man.
Everyone. Yeah, because they were third at one point, man.
They were flying high. God. They all got to put the black AF1s on tomorrow night.
That's
everyone to a man.
If it's Tottenham versus United, doesn't that give us another champion spot?
Yeah, don't I think it gives us...
Oh, my God.
No, I think it gives us another Europe, no?
Because wait, so hold on. Did the team in fifth get shagged?
I don't think so.
I think it stays.
Oh, so what? We'll just have six in there. That's a madness.
Yeah, I think that.
Wait. Say that again. So we'll have five in champ.
No, I think because of the the coefficient, because of how like Arsenal, Villa, Liverpool
are all in there.
The English teams in Europa, Chelsea, and Conference. See how like in general how well the English teams are doing.
Yeah.
I think that adds to our coefficient, keeps it high. So we now have the five. And I'm wondering if one of the English teams win the Europa, it now makes six.
Oh,
or if they replace whoever's fifth.
No, I think we
get five anyways.
Yeah. I think they'll shake someone. Someone will get shaked.
We shall do the research on that because that's actually an interesting conversation.
No, I'm sure it's happened before though. Like someone got shaked. Like a team that was in the top four of one and then.
But I think that was when Liverpool won Champions League. Yeah. Everton.
Because we finished fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We finished fifth. Yeah, we won the Champions League.
Yeah, so you had to defend, yeah.
But I think it was...
You finished fifth, right?
Was it Villa? Was it Everton or Villa? One of them two teams, isn't it?
And someone got shagged, didn't it?
Finished fourth.
And someone got shagged. Yeah. The team got shagged.
I think so. Or I don't know if they got shagged or if they just didn't qualify or something. Oh. I don't know. That's a good conversation to have at the end of the season.
Because
that would be interesting. There's six teams in the Champions League. From England.
But I know that there's... I was hearing that they said that there's eight... Basically, from first to eighth, all can play in Europe.
Damn.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of English teams, man.
We're here, mate.
From Champ, Europa.
It's going to be like Benidorm,
fam. And the other dead trophy.
Yeah, it's exactly. Going to be like Benidorm.
Fam.
Trust me. Go to Spain.
Boots, on the strip, fam.
You go to the shop. Just hearing best.
Electric scooters, all them things, fam. Not even the electric. You know the mobility scooters?
B4.
By anyone. B4. Manim, any holidays this year?
Paris.
Jingy, you going away?
Yeah, Japan.
Munich for the final.
Oh, this guy's going to Japan. Mad thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was going
to
be a
cheeky.
That's
cold. I
want
to go to that part of the world, man.
Cold. We shall discuss it more on the next episode of the Bench Podcast.
Towards the end of the year, I mean, it's kind of like we said. I want to go to a game in Europe somewhere. Random thing.
Oh, okay.
A game in Germany or a game in Italy, a game in Spain. I want a random one.
Let's go to Porto.
Portugal, yeah.
I want to go to Porto.
Yeah, let's go to Porto. Let's do it.
What's that stadium called?
Nah, if you want to go real, if you want to real random, why don't you go to Belgium, I'm saying?
Oh, like Anderlecht or something.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the Belgian league called?
The
Pop Quiz.
Pro League.
You want a challenge, Charles? I'll give you a challenge, man.
Go on.
T, what are you going to send me?
Europa Conference, fam.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
You want me to go to...
Yeah, go Estonia. Go Estonia, fam.
Yeah.
Go Estonia, bro.
You know they got that steam train going through the stadium? I mean, like one of those games.
You want me to go to a university in Turkmenistan?
Hey, I can't lie.
I say, we'll go to uni team.
No.
Hey, you might have some...
Man should go to a university.
You might have some fun day, though.
You want the Kazakhstani thing.
Romania.
The Kazakh thing, the Borats and that. It's very nice.
Are you from London? Central Sea. So, yeah, man, that's my boy, man.
Stormzy.
I think you're right. Conference League team.
Let's go to a Conference League game next season.
Well, Estonia. You know what? Yeah, Conference League semi-finals. Real Betis, which is in Spain. Fiorentina, Italy.
Nah, man.
What's wrong? You said Conference League.
No. Conference League at the beginning of at the beginning. At the
so
beginning.
You want to go to?
You want me to go to match day two?
Yes, match day. Not them, man. The teams that you can't even pronounce.
The Polish teams, FC Cluj.
Yeah, FC Cluj, Romania. Yeah.
Them teams ain't got no sponsors.
Scandinavian team, Norway, and all them things.
Man wants to get a flight to Transylvania now.
Yeah, man. That's a new experience, bro.
That's hard.
I say we randomize it. Next time the Conference League comes out, we'll randomize it. And
that's funny, though. That would, hey, man, pick one. Man said he's getting. Where you getting, bro?
Can we do Europa League, please?
Nah.
Conferences are mad.
The Conference League, that would be lit, though.
That's class.
But that would be so confused. They'll be like, yo, what are these black
doing here? Like, oh, look, FC Cluj.
Look, there's different shades. There's one lighter, there's one dark.
Bro, how do you get your skin like that?
I said, there's different shades. There's one lighter, there's one middle lighter.
The kid, why is there a big chocolate man walking around?
Oh, my gosh.
That's class. Nah, man, that's actually a shout, I think, when the Conference League comes out.
Yeah, I think Conference Let's League go. Makes sense.
Nah. I mean, if I'm involved, not Conference. Not like that. Only if it's yours.
Oh, so you want to see me, but you don't want
to... We'll randomize it. We could, bro, you never know. We could end up somewhere
else. Left, bro.
Yeah.
Whoa. You have to experience life,
bro. I should go, though, yeah?
Yeah.
I should go. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's a traveler still.
Yeah. To be fair, Charles, you got experience, though.
Charles, you got experience, bro. Bro, you even traveling, flipping on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, party.
And you scrapped abroad as well.
Yeah, I did scrap
abroad.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's what I'm saying,
Dutch people can't fight, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So...
You know, so you're well equipped.
You're well equipped. Yeah, that's hilarious, though. All right, yeah, man, that's the trip we're going to plan. All right, guys, thank you for listening to another episode. What episode is this, Charles?
160.
160.
Shout out.
Damn.
Shout out Bournemouth and shout out Maidstone. National League South.
That is an exciting division this
playoff
season.
Playoff final.
Yeah.
Shout out to Truro for winning that league as always. 18th of May. Sunday, 18th of May. I'm going to go.
It's the Matt Charles Derby.
It's Bournemouth.
Oh, my God. Maidstone.
Yeah, Maidstone.
No, Chuck.
Yeah. He's Maidenhead,
isn't
it? Matt's
Maidenhead, yeah.
Yeah, Maidenhead.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bournemouth
beat... Yeah, there's a couple.
Who did Bournemouth beat? I know Maidstone beat Eastbourne Borough today. Yesterday, Bournemouth beat... Who did they play, man?
Dorking Wanderers.
To be fair, my guy's playing tomorrow as well.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's Dover. Oh, who they playing now? Dover are playing someone tomorrow.
Find that stuff, Charles, man. I got it. Hold on. They beat Torquay.
Bloody hell, it's a good team.
Hey, Torquay were in League Two at one point, you know?
Yeah.
I've been to see Torquay this year. They drew 1-1 with St.
Where is that?
Torquay is like...
What part of England is that?
Basically, yeah. It was an away game for Bournemouth. The man were on the coach by 7:30 a.m.
My man, that guy.
Jesus
Christ. And it was a 3 o'clock kickoff.
Torquay's like near Bristol, fam.
We're talking 7 hours.
What's Bristol like?
I've heard Bristol's good. I've not been.
I had a guy that went uni there.
Okay.
Said it was
alright. Do
you know what's so mad? I haven't even really explored England like that, you know?
That's true, you know? Before we go to Europe,
yeah.
Should we just go around England?
I haven't even explored England, bro.
Fam, I've been Newcastle twice this year. I've been Manny, I've been Villa.
You're active, my bad.
I ain't been Bristol, Liverpool. I ain't been them places there.
Come on, Brighton.
I mean, I go there.
I went to Bristol for maybe a few hours and we dipped, but it looked like fucking... Hippie nation, turn around, peace signs, love, man, everyone gets on, peace and love.
Bournemouth, Maidstone, Sunday 18th of May, 3 o'clock kickoff. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna take my camera, fam.
So where is it? A neutral ground.
It's at Bournemouth.
It's a playoff final, though.
Yeah.
Wait. Is that national prem?
National League South.
National League South.
National
League
South.
So to get into the National League, where in the National League above them is like Barnet, and I think Barnet won the league.
Do you remember back in the day it used to be called the Conference?
Also Barnet going back to League Two, yeah. They just keep going up and down. Like,
shout out Wrexham as well. Wrexham in the Championship.
Yeah.
They're the champo.
They cheated.
Man, I can't lie. Wrexham are gonna go into the Prem. I think they're gonna go into the Prem.
A lot of people saying that step between the Championship and League One is big, but because they've got a lot of cash.
That's what I'm saying. They can attract a lot of people, and then obviously because there's a lot of eyes on them. Yeah. Oh yeah, I want to be a part of the club.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Ryan Reynolds' character in like Marvel? What's his name? Deadpool money, fam.
Yeah, for real.
We're getting Deadpool money.
But I hear it though, man. He watches their games as well, innit? He watches their games. Yeah.
He's involved.
And speaking of League One as well, we have to wave Luton into League One. They got relegated from the Championship this year as well.
It ain't easy.
They had to get relegated. Do you see their stadium?
Yeah.
They were violating.
Is that disgrace?
Yeah.
I can jump over and I can watch the game.
Yeah. That's fully one of those,
man. You can go someone's yard and watch the game out the window.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a game there. You just take your ball, climb over. Heads and volleys.
You kick it over. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to go get my boy. Is that all right?
Yeah, facts.
Getting chased around the ground by the groundskeeper and that.
Maybe play some doubles or something. What do you want to call that, actually? There's a debate. Remember
Wembley
that debate?
Doubles.
Wembley doubles.
Wembley singles.
Wembley doubles.
Wembley
singles.
Yeah.
Wembley doubles.
That's what we call it.
What am I calling it?
Some people call it World Cup.
Oh no, that's a Gen Z thing, man.
I've heard it called. I've replied to a tweet.
I've heard World Cup, but nah, it's Wembley, innit?
Yeah, Wembley.
Called knockouts.
What? It's called knockouts. Football.
That's childish. Yeah.
Because it's like knockout.
Knockouts. To be fair, I've heard of runouts.
I ain't heard of knockouts.
Knockouts.
Runouts. Bulldog.
Trust bulldog.
Curbsy.
That's it.
Curbsy. Do you mind you play Manhunt?
Huh? What said Manhunt?
Yeah. Manhunt.
Oh, Manhunt. That sounds violent.
It's all in both things.
That's an Adan thing, so that's what's wrong.
Hey, I understand. listen.
Okay.
Hey, explain the game.
Explain the game quickly, though.
I know I'm a Igbo man, but explain the game.
Yeah. What's Manhunt?
Manhunt is basically,
Don't tell me it's like
What do you call it, bro? It's like, you know, you used to play like.
I bet it's like runouts.
What you do? Yeah, it's probably gonna be exactly the same. What you do is someone would be it, and you'd be in a park, and then bare people would like you'd give you like 40 seconds to run, and then you go and find them. If you catch one, they become part of your team, and then you have to catch.
I'm sure that's not runouts, not. Similar.
We called it Manhunt, fam.
Yeah, man said Manhunt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I told my mum, "Hey, mum, I'm going outside to play Manhunt."
Sorry.
Yeah. You're a man who? Stay in the house.
Better hunt for your bedroom. Stay there. Kill Manhunt.
Was that an Ipswich?
That's an Ipswich.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
See, Manhunt, you know? Come on, man.
We got Ips, man. Them.
I know the thing, I'm travelled, man.
Listen, man. Them. Night out, Ips.
Ipswich.
That's going to be part of your punishment for us going down.
I'll go Ipswich away. Portman Road, it'd be cheaper in the Championship now. Ticket'll be cheaper, man. I'll run it,
We're going to sort that out as well. We're going to tour to England, tour to Europe.
Come on, bro.
I need to tour England.
Brexit means Brexit. But all right, guys. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. It's been Bob, Jengi, Charles, T, the crew. If you're listening on the DSPs, man, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Give us a good rating. We really do appreciate it. And we shall return. We're talking about YouTube today. We'll return. But plans are planning. And we shall be back, baby. But there's still business to wrap up for this season, so we ain't going anywhere. We'll see you same place, same time next week, man. Manum. Are we going through the Champions League?
Come on, man.
Yeah, we're going through, bro.
Arsenal. All right, we'll see you same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14-ish Q original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.